I think myself and a number of elected members have concerns over the presentation that was put in front of us on the 11th of October in relation to the working hours and the duration of the contract. And I'm sure, as everybody's aware, all your listeners, it's the main vein, it's the main artery leading to Letterkenny. And not only that, it's the main link to the whole of the west of Donegal. So I would just say that for ourselves, we definitely need to be looking at a better plan in place to make sure that the traffic, all the lanes remain open while they're carrying out these works.
And we are in the middle of November now, with work scheduled to begin in the first half of next year. Not a lot of time left to get it right in terms of proper traffic management, etc.
Yeah, that's, I suppose, the reason whenever we did have the meeting with them, there was all the parties that was, the stakeholders, that the business people, the superintendent, the Garda Síochána, ourselves, Donegal County Council, were at the meeting. And we did make it quite clear that we would need an independent traffic management company there, so that ourselves, the council, and the Garda Síochána and the business people could liaise with to make sure that we're getting the right information back, and that if it's a case that we are able to keep traffic flowing, that we're being, with, it is flowing instead of being told that traffic is, they are doing their level best, but maybe they're just trying to push on with the contract and being selfish to road users.
And it's going to take almost 2 years, as far as I understand, for this project to complete. That's almost 2 years of possible gridlock and delays.
Yeah, that's correct. And I suppose at the meeting, I think the one suggestion that I was saying was that previous to that meeting, we had a workshop in relation to the 10T, which you would see the new road alignment coming from Lurgy back, coming from the Manor dual carriageway, and out over the new proposed bridge that put out at Thomas Keyes' shop through Tannish Oil Yard. So, you know, to be meeting on that footing 1 week, and then the following week to be looking at the four-lane project, I think that we do need to develop these new main arteries and links to the corridors of the county first, before we start closing off the main artery leading to not only the town, but to the whole west of the county. That's what I would be suggesting to them.